This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
The job of this task force all along was to identify and push forward those things that would make the local government whole in lieu of the inventory tax.
The task force grappling with the thorny problem of inventory tax held its final meeting Friday, with its chairman, State Senator Brett Alon, acknowledging they weren't able to solve it.
We weren't able to come to a conclusion or cut a deal, but at least we put everything on the table.
Local government collects the inventory tax from businesses, which business tolerates since the state refunds what the business paid to locals. Timmy Roussel, representing the Police Jury Association, took a hardline stance.
We don't believe it's a local problem. We believe it's a state problem.
Alon responded.
It's easy to say that it's not the local government's problem, but it quickly could become the local government's problem. The state does fund the credit, and the credit may have to go away. We cannot afford to continue doing everything we've done in the past and not balance the budget of the state of Louisiana.
They discussed the options, which include making the industrial tax exemption program purely local or replacing the inventory tax with another revenue stream. LSU economist Jim Richardson said,
replacing the inventory tax would be easier with the property tax. It's sensible.
But that would mean raising property taxes across the board on homeowners as well as businesses. Lawrence Chahardy with the Tax Commission says that's an issue that would have to go to voters.
Will the voters of this state vote to raise their taxes so that Walmart can pay less taxes?
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.